I am Karen Griglack, a cisgendered straight female who goes by she, her, and hers. Through my formative years of high school and college, I was a semi-goth, semi-academic, gamer, live-action role-playing, choir, and theater kid. I was in the groups that most of my school and society in general wasn't sure what to do with. Theater was a safe space to learn about the human condition. It wasn't just the actors who brought that to life. The techies who were behind the scenes, like I was, had to understand the character in order to make costuming decisions for them, to determine what their face was for their makeup. We had to understand their personality and what their relationships with other characters are in order to determine what would they have in their living room. What props would show who they were, what they did, and in some cases, who they cared for. All characters aside, those years were an education in understanding and loving people for who they were. I spent so much time there that they became my adopted family. We celebrated birthdays and new relationships. We cried over lost pets and broken hearts. In college, we all hugged Dave goodbye on the last day of school in spring, and we also welcomed her back with hugs and open arms as Julia the following fall. We loved each other dearly and fiercely. All of my merry band of goths, geeks, nerds, artists, theater geeks, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people, all boxes, but by no means all of the boxes that marked me and my friends as other to the mainstream culture that kids in my secondary school and college subscribed to. It was this realization of otherness that made me an ally. This semi-goth kid grew up with Depeche Mode lyrics like, "So we're different colors and we're different creeds, and different people have different needs. It's obvious you hate me, though I've done nothing wrong. I never even met you, so what could I have done? I can't understand what makes a man hate another man. Help me understand. People are people, so why should it be? You and I should get along so awfully. Help me understand." Lyrics like this and my history lead me to stand up for my friends, for my family, and for your right to love who you love and be who you are. I will continue to do so as long as I live. I may not always get it quite right, but please teach me to be better if I miss the mark. Why? Because as welcoming as a family as my social groups are and have been, and even though acceptance and inclusivity are getting better for today's youth, there is so much further to go. Outside the walls of that theater and those groups are people who didn't and don't care about who people are if it doesn't fit in their worldview. They don't care if they devalue someone, cause someone mental harm, and in some cases even physical harm, because of who someone is. Having seen this firsthand, and having been bullied for who I was and who I stood up for, I want you to know something. I am here on the side of love, as an ally to anyone who needs it. I see you. I value you. I care about you, and I love you.